Let's begin. Siyata Dishmaya. Today's topic is Hasagas Gvul, based on the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Let's go over the Gemara briefly, then turn to the Shulchan Aruch. What tells us as follows: Amrav Huna. Hi bar mavua de uki re chayav osa bar mavua achavre v'kabuki gabe dinudum ma'akev yilavei amulei kapaskes lei lichiyusi. So the Gemara says, Rav Kwanta Rav Huna, kapaskes lichiyusi, you can stop someone from competition which destroys the first man's livelihood. Fine. The Gemara says, I bring a raya. Machike mitzudas tadog min adog kvitzes adog. Parsa. No. Shani dog and the Yavi Siara. What does that mean? It means the Rashi explains they're already on their way into the trap, so it's more chamur. Then the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yechalek ten v'ni kloyos v'gozum l'tinokos magilin etzlo, chamur matirim. I said, no. He looks like Rabbonah. Bonan. Say, I'm Guzi. I have one. Come on, you have a different. Come on, I will hocha feel rabbanim modu. Double A, kopaskus leluchiyusi. You ruin my livelihood. Beisve, oh sadam chanus besar chanus. Shal chaveru merchas shal merchas shal chaveru v'niyachol limchas biyado. Mishiyachol amalo. Ata osa besoch shalchan, osa besoch shali. It's against Rav Huna. Tanoi, it's machlokas atanoim. The Tanya, what's the whole machlokas atanoim? Fine. Who's the machlokas between? Tanakama, Rabbonon, and Rashim ben Gamliel. Fine. Now, I'm Rav Huna b'redi Rav Yeshua. It's important. That's Rav Huna playing. Huna b'redi Rav Yeshua. Different person. Pshitali, bar masa achriti, motzi miyakev. V'yishayach b'karga d'hocha, Lo motzi miyakev. Cannot. Against Rav Huna. Bar mavua denavshe lo motzi miyakev. Against Rav Huna. Boy, Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yeshua, bar mavua, achrina, mai, teku. Om Rav Yosef, umodi Rav Huna, b'mikri dardiki, lo motzi miyakev, kin asof from tar b'chokma. Separate rule for people teaching Torah. The Gemara is further than that. The Gemara says, as a rule, we allow certain things to happen. Not to make a kvius, but tzuvim rabbanan, the Talmud Chacham, we allow it. The Gemara quotes a story like Rava, that of Yosha, Ravaja, the kvui, the lo kilchasa. Because they're Rabbona, they're busy learning. We have to give them a break. Ad kan sukas ha-gemara, misalta baba vashra. Fine? Good. Now, how does karga help? Tosis points out that we pass in the Gavuna Bred Yeshua, holds like the Rabbona against Rashbach, so we pull like the Rabbona. Fine. We pass like him against Rav Huna, the Basrahu. Tosus has the Beferish, and that's the consensus of the Rishonim. Pass in that fashion. How in the world does Karga work? Yishar b'karga d'ocha, l'motzi miyakev. Why? Rashi explains. Shenos in mas gulgulaso, the Moshe le'razos, kibar masu, he's considered to be a resident. He pays taxes. So we have to understand how does a resident work and how do taxes work. These are all very important ideas. Could be a person who pays taxes has a right to live in that place. In the olden days, there was tight government control. If you didn't pay taxes, you had no right to live there. What does that say about the United States of America? We can live whatever you want. So perhaps it should be completely irrelevant nowadays. Will you live there, live somewhere else? Who cares? You can move freely wherever you want. They don't charge you extra taxes if you move to a different place. Maybe they'll charge you income tax, but not to move, to live in a place with no tax. So I brought a whole bunch of svarim, of more recent gedolim, to what they say about these things. They say they're called Dine Mishpat, Reb Chaim Cohn, the Dayan of Broyes. You know him for many, many years. He used to live around here. We had a lot of interactions together over a number of decades. So he has a sefer on this. And he discusses this question, whether nowadays this whole thing applies. So this is, give you page numbers, you can look it up yourself later on. Talks about competition. When is it allowed? When is it not allowed? So in discussing this question of will you live there? You live somewhere else? The whole idea of what the Pasuk L'chiyu say, does it make a difference nowadays where the person lives? It says absolutely not. It was true in those days, not apply nowadays. It just doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. Because nowadays you can live wherever you want. No one's stopping you from living anywhere. Interestingly, before he even gets to that, he wants to know what's the problem with opening a competing store when it's prohibited, if and when it's prohibited. He gives you a number of sources. One, a very important source, a Chuvus Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is found in a number of places. In one place, was a Pasuk, Bein Ish, Uvein Achiv, Uvein Gero. Gero means a neighbor. The Chazal have the right to establish rules and regulations with respect to neighborly relationships. What kind of competition is fair? What competition is unfair? It falls within their ability to establish rules and regulations. What level of violation is someone who in fact violates these rules and regulations? So here we have a Beis Yosef here in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Well, the Beis Yosef says all these issues where you may not do this or may not do that are rabbinic. The fact that the Rabbanan could have ramifications, perhaps we can say Sveika Lakula, in situations which it's a Dinde Rabbanan, as a matter of fact, as we shall see, that is a position taken by many. That's just the Dinde Rabbanan. The main proof of the Beis Yosef, that's all Dinde Rabbanan, is the fact that in certain situations, they give a special break to a Talmud Chacham. Comes to a real din, you can't distinguish between a Talmud Chacham and someone who's not a Talmud Chacham. But you can't. The mere fact that this distinction is made between a Talmud Chacham and a non-Talmud Chacham for the Chasam Sofer is proof that the entire enterprise here is the Midrabbana. Beis Yosef and Siman Kuf Nun Vav has Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis, Chelek Gimel. And I'm quoting to you It's called Chelek Gimel, although this version is not the version I'm familiar with. I have the Chol Yerushalayim, so it's hard to find things here. That's what he says. It's the Rabbanan. These are his words. Dinim ha'elu the matzah makam ed Rabbanan v'lachene kilo tamad chacham. Fine. However, the Chasam Sofer quotes a Ramban in Chumash, a pasuk we read 10 days ago. Chokul Mishpat. What does Chokul Mishpat mean? He says, Hanhagos v'yishuv ha'medinos. It's a Chokul Mishpat. Comes the Chasam Sofer, the following remarkable conclusion. I read you from Chasam Sofer, Simon Ayin Tes. The number of Chasam Sofers. Watch. Ashes is a deraisa. Gezel Gomer. He says as follows. Umidechaya ben Noach ala Shmamina dina deraisa. What's Ben Noach? The famous Shuvas Ramah, Simon Yud. The case of the Maram Padva printed the Rambam. The guy wanted to be masik as well. But then the Raisa. Ada Beisho says the Rabbanon. No. He says, the Lashon of the Beisho says, of course, verbatim. Cave and the Din and Malala of the Mosul Makim, the Rabbanon Bihama, taking all of them. So Rabbanon became a break. He says, no, it's a Doraisa based on Ben Gero. Gorimo, the Sifri says, goes further than that. Ramban, Chokla Mishpat, I told you before. Yishuv Medina. Misara and Akosel Lechachme Yisrael. And he goes further than that. He ain't Safeg, the Dina, the Barmavua, Nishtana, Begola, Meashahoya, Bekshe Yisrael, Shurin al Admosa. But Arman al Mishpat Yeshe. Komakom, Nitan, Rishus, Lechachme Yashas. Lodin ben Ishvigero, Imamu v'chokku v'nasa din Torah, v'gezel d'oraisa. V'hei mamu, shetamad chacham yochel l'kvor v'klosa b'yasad l'abdilei, ki ro she'ein b'zeh hefzad ha'yishuv, v'olko Yisrael m'chliyum l'achzika v'ala Torah. Fine. So the Chasam Sofer is saying there are d'oraisa involved over here, which of course can have also very serious ramifications. We're going a little bit right. There is a beautiful sefer called the Pisrei Choshen, which has become a classic in its time. And at the very beginning of Perek Tes, in his sefer on Geneva, should be somewhere here. There it is. He's discussing some practical cases. There's a developing neighborhood. Someone opens up a store and sends someone else wants to open up a second store. These are his words. Ora Aleph. Writes as follows. Is my nenu lo mistabe klal shem yesh b'ir chanus yos l'ach l'ftor chanus? Come on. B'ir gedola. Yesh mogel l'parnos al b'revach l'kama v'kama chanus? Yeah. America is a ir. They come from everywhere. Or an ir shem b'tosin b'atom shavim. Chizach ha'rishon b'chol ha'borim l'ir l'archof? Af yimidus chasidus nir ha'shen gan l'chul yam. Efshar, midus chasidus, Elo lekbo achanus b'samach mamet lechanus ha'shorishon. Im ha'shchuna mispatachas mistaber shegam zemutav lechatchila losav chanus k'sheyesh l'shneihem k'dei parnasa. It's a growing neighborhood. This is what he says over here in Ha'ara Aleph, Dvar Maschil, V'ayin. We'll come back later. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch to Pischei Tshuva, Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Katan, Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says it was a Mavi. Says as follows: Bochavero, Eino Yochol Lemono Belom Lata Posik Chayai. The pasuk Tegem Huna Drei Rabbi Yeshua. We saw it in Tosfos. So that's the Pesach Halacha of the Mechaber. Not. Not surprisingly, the Gemara goes further and says, "I feel hoya mimnei mavi acher." Can't stop him, says the Baragola. That's the Gemara that Ibaya, Ravun Rabbi Yeshua, lo ifshita hilkach ein ma'akin. So says the Rif. Can't stop him, midin sofek. Comes along the Pischei Tshuva of Katan Gimel, quotes the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Mordechai. And that's where all the action begins. The Mordechai here in Baba Basra, in Siman Tov Kuf Tez Zayin, has the following comments. Umavi Sosa Megimel Tzadim. Rak b'tzadecha dikonsubo v'dor uvein etzel sofo ha'sosum u'boshim en lodo k'neged ha'tzad ha'pasuach sh'ein yochol le'elechim lo yalech t'chil lefnei Pesach Shimon nira de yochol akiv olav k'di Rav Huna to be passed like Huna Rabbi Yeshua. How can it be? So the Haggah on the side of the Mordechai, we don't paskin like Ravuna. So therefore we shouldn't pass him like this Mordechai either. Oh, that's what it says on the side. These are God says, you know, come from the Ramah himself. However, in Darkei Moshe, as it's printed in our tours, in Simon Kof, Kuf Nun Vav, Simon Dalit, when he was Daiti, Nire, the guy Ravuna, brother of Yeshua, Moda Baidina, the Chanus, a distinction between Pasuk Chiyusa Legamre and not Pasuk Chiyusa Legamre. This sounds like the Ramo said so. Later, I want to point out that this is not from the Ramo. No, it was put in the Darkei Moshe in our print. Comes from the Prishon Drishon. The Ramo himself, in his on the start of the Mordechai, we don't paskin like this Mordechai. Aye, the Ramo has his tshuva Simon Yud Barami Padova. That's for different reason. That's because they were goyim competing. That's because he wanted to mark the Talmud Torah. But fundamentally, the Ramo says we do not accept Rav Huna at all, not only in the case of two stores near each other, even his pasuk chiyusa the gamrei. This sounds like it's correct, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, here in Kuf Nun Vav Sif Hei, writes as follows. Mavi she'ena mefulash. Afilu b'chay gavno. Baal ha'uman eino yochol limchos loma ten posik chayai. Even in Mavi sasum, the case of the Mordechai. The Mordechai seems not to agree with the Mordechai. The machloek seems, according to Pashup Shat, do we reject Rav Huna completely? Or do we accept Rav Huna, a pasach yus of the gamri, and we don't accept him if it's not the gamri? That's a being a very, very significant and to this day unresolved dispute. Very, very serious question.
Some people say that Darkei Moshe is totally not Ramon. Was that line? In other words, you said that
this Darkei Moshe, not all.
I understand, but the line that was
all comes from Jerusha Prisha.
It's not him, not the Darkei Moshe.
Yeah. Right. And I have his Torah. The Torah I'm used to says it beferish on the bottom. Didn't come from the Ramah. This is a different kind of Torah, so I don't have the Torah I'm used to. Beferish. Beferish. Okay. This leads to another serious issue, which is based upon the Rush in Baba Basra and the Siman Yud Beis in the second pair. We shall see how these issues are interrelated. Rav Yosef Alevi's out. Rimigash. Kosav. Kosav. Uvacha mocha kishar sharach and vonin. Avla mocha Yosef is all. Ain't lakmin olaf. Kemeshu tov of nehoir. So much is good for the people that you lower the prices. We're never going to stop you. Where did he get it from? He made up a dinner out of it. Out of nowhere? Where did he get it from? Got it from a Gemara, a Mishnah Gemara, Mesechta Bava Metzia. Rav Samach. Mishnah says, he mentioned it before. We had the Nag Gemara, it's quoted as well from this Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said you cannot give out candies and nuts. Chacham say it's okay. V'lo yifchos es hashar, don't lower the price. Why? So Rashi says, margalavo etzlo mekapeach mezonos chavero. You lower the price, it's going to come to you, and your friend's going to lose business. V'chacham omrim, zocho lato. V'ket, shemitoch kach otzi peres mochen bezol. And the Gemara goes, further, my time of the Rabbanon, Mishum the Komarvich Litara, Rashi, Otsre Perus, Yerushahuzlu, Yimku Bizol. So you're doing a wonderful service for the community by having them be able to buy their produce at a lower price. Zochalatov, not only is it not usher, it's not only not prohibited, it's actually commendable. Now, how far do we go with this? How far? This is already a very tricky, slippery slope over here. So the Yoruch HaShulchan talks about it. Let's see. You have your alpha on the thing? Can't read it. Make it bigger.
$900.
That's what are you
looking for?
Ufnan Rav right?
Yeah.
I just can't read it.
Make it bigger.
I brought the wrong one. No, it's the right one, but it's also the wrong one.
Oh.
Do well for sure.
I didn't understand.
But no, you're right. Let me read it from here.
Okay. You got bigger. For Willard? He enlarged it.
Thank you. Okay. I still like to read from books.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Oh, yeah.
I like books too.
Look what it says. Bezol, it's terrific. Bedavka kshayicholas limkor bezol. Bechenvani ayir miyakon ashar. They're ripping off the people. Ala bechenvani mokum bemekach hatzarach lios. Right price. Sheelu haboyim ritzona lahozel ein manichim osam. Begoarim bom. Shemekalkalin darkei hamischar. If Vim Min Scharish ain't a Benim Sachan Vinio here, Vada Mochem Yodam, Avshain Moslem Bemekach, and the Tovakokah, bring a new product. All very important over here in Kufn and Vav Sif Yud Aleph and Aruch HaShulchan. Very important to understand how we go with this. What happens if someone wants to lower the price to drive somebody else out of business? And then guess what? He'll raise the price. Sadly, it's what's called predatory pricing. What about that kind of a situation?
That's not okay.
Not okay. Correct. Correct. It's not okay. Absolutely not okay.
You mean charge less to put them out of business and then charge
right.
less?
Yeah. Right. Right.
In New York, it's called a prima facie tort.
Whatever it's called. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a special law in New York. It's a lawsuit.
It's a lawsuit, yeah? Okay.
We have a turn on the return.
Okay. Okay. So here in this beautiful Sefer Pesachei Choshen, he quotes this issue from the Erech Shai here in our Siman, Siman Kufnun Vav. What's as follows? In Mosul, kedei lahazik lechavero. I'm sorry?
Where is Rebbe?
I'm reading from the Pesachei Choshen, page Reish Ayin Beis. Shemozel harbe also mishum shenikar shekavanoso lahazik. He wants to put everyone else out of business. He's a mazik. Fine. Very nice. You want to help the people, but if you really want to only help yourself, then it's absolutely not allowed. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. There's some disputes. The main dispute, the most important dispute, as I said before, is do we reject Avuna completely or not? So, in this Pesachei Teshuva, Kufnun Vav, Sifkat and Gimel, he quotes a number of Chasam Sofers, all of which are, of course, very important. We'll quote it from here. I have the Chasam Sofer in front of me. Always better to read it from the original. He quotes this, which is the Dake Moshe I just mentioned. Here already it says, Hagos Drisha Prisha. They already noted in this fancy Shulchan Aruch, it's not really the Ramah speaking. Okay. And he quotes the Tshuva Ramah Siman Yud. Kuli Amim Moda Dalach Rav Hunai. That's a Dr. Mordechai. That's the Maram part of his Tshuva. Fine. Goes further. Chasam Sofer. Exactly the same thing. Even though I don't pass like a Huna, not even a foolish. Then go from either side. The Sosim we do. He quotes Rashi, Rabbi Basra and the Chof Aleph, Shane Dogen de Yaveh Siyar, Aval Hocha Misha Boaz Chayikne. Those who come to my side will buy, and when your side will buy. If you can't get to your side before you pass by my side, no. Hecha Shein Aboam Klal Posek Chiyusa the Gamri Kofin. The Rav Huna Mechshu Gamzeh Lepisik Chiyusei. Let's hilchos a kavah say lo have a piece of chiyuse, and the chul shas chiyuse. That we have shas yavo gamer lo litchon. I will hecha the beemes post the chiyuse of the gamer. Then tchinas rechayim. Then even halalocha you can stop him. Next question, also a very significant question. Do we take into account this particular business? Or do we take into account the financial status of the person in general? The many people, they start a business, they're millionaires in some other business. Is that relevant or irrelevant? Says the Chasam Sofer, Upashit, afilu yesho od umna sacheres, or afilu yu usher godo, onudonin achiyusa halaz de rechai, unifsa legami mikovako, hova mavi sasum.
Yeah.
Posek, he was so the Gamri. Kofin. It's his case. It's also the Gamri. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you have to stop him. So pasuk the chasam sofer, what a pisket shuvah here, in sif katan gimel. Very, very important shuvah. Rav Moshe has a shuvah about this, also like the chasam sofer. But he seems to disagree on a very salient point. This is Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Ches. Hanochan, you have no right to, you have to stop him. Stop him. Our Gemara, Pesachet Shuvah, Sipkan Gimel. Goes to Rashi, above him is Siyai and Aleph. After Raklamad Mizonosov Shel Chavero, Osir, but then Yorod Lumas Chaverim, Mishem Lamad Michtei Chayav, who could piece the garment. What does that mean? He adds, who pushed Shekadei Chayav Mikri Kiderech Haotzol La Anoshim Beinonim Imadregoso Bechashivus. So too, the might low Shlo Yilo Kadei Haotzoso Av Shadayin Yisholo Limazonis Mitzum Summit. You get an impression from a Moshe that depends on the person's financial situation. You don't limit it to this particular venture. Against the Chasam Sofer in this respect. But broadly speaking, he agrees with the Chasam Sofer, which seems to go against the Ramah and like the Dark Emotion, not the Ramah. Like the Chasam Sofer. So it appears. So it appeared. So I want to read you some more from the Chasam Sofer, who has a, you know, quite an important explanation. This is what it says. Quotes to the Mordechai. There's a whole brilliant chiddush. What's pshat? If the first guy stops the second guy, Mavis Sosum, applies by Rei Chayim, Shemashmiya Kol, V'chol Over Lov Yodea V'Shomea B'Yom V'Laila Sheesh Kan Rei Chayim, U'mi Pesi Yelech Ala Sheini, Kema Sherish and Kodem Lo, Nitzah Posuk L'Chiyuso L'Gamri. That's the case. That's the case. Now watch. Hilchos Rav Huna, Heichi the Pasuk Chiyus of the Garmi, Ma'akev Abamavoa Afilu, etc. So writes the Chasam Sofer. Look at it. Look what's coming now. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Lo Polig Ad Rav Huna Klal. What's going on? Tamidech Amar Mishalom Yom. There's no machlokes. How can it be? Elamari Mishar Umnios V'Chanuyos Shul Umnios She'enem Domim L'Rechayim V'Dag. Over Mavi Mefulosh, Ken Lepoches Chiyusi Leposik Begamri. Vazei Shlchali Ben Shayach Bekaga Dehoch Lo Shayach. This is the Chiddush of the Chasas. No Machlokes. Osi Shapur Am Rav Yosef Modi Rav Huna. We're Rav Huna. We don't pass Rav Huna. What's going on? He quotes all the various dochaks that people give. Why Tanochu Shul Beis Rabban? One of other mitzvahs. Nicha. Tinoch Shel Beis Rabban Mashmiy Kol Mikru. They make a lot of noise, and therefore, it's like Rechayim. So Rechayim and Mary Shach are similar, but it's different halach because of Kinas Sofer. But other businesses don't make so much noise. Not posuk legamri. So then we pass like Rabbi Yehoshua. But even Yehoshua, he says, doesn't disagree. He would agree in a case of the Mordechai, Mavi Sosim, with Rechai. That's the Chiddush. It's not Machlek, it's Batla Machlek. So I say Chasam Sofer Befesh. Quite a remarkable Chasam Sofer. Fine. Okay. This, of course, is a tremendous machlokes. La halacha, there are Muslims who say, not that way. They started looking around. What did the poskim say? The Padar, way back when, a long time ago, says that this opinion of the Chasam Sofer is a das miut. Das miut. Okay. Vov, Kerech Vov, page 90. It's from the 1960s, a long time ago. I want to now share some of the wisdom of more recent Gedolim. The most recent Sefer is by Dayan Cohen. Just came out 2 years ago. So he has a starting page, Tuf Nun Tes. He wants to know these rules. What are they based upon? Kosach Asam Sofer Begero. Right? And others say it's only with the Rabbanon. That's the Beis Yosef, the Pshuto. He wants to suggest the Chasam Sofer says, based upon the Ramban, based upon the Ramah. How do you see that? We had it a little bit before. We had another two lines now. Shuba Ayin Tes. Watch. He says, you have a Shuba Sarambo in his first Shuba. He's Mechayev Ben Noach Allah Shema Mino Adina Dor Aiso. The guy who was badgering with the Maram Padua, he said you have to close down. A goy is only chayev in Sheva Mitzvahs. It must be Gezel Daraisa. Can't be a Rabbana. So writes the Chasam Sofer here in Simon Ayin Tes. In Simon Ayin Tes. Oh. Is that really a good riot? Not so clear. Not so clear. What's the nature of the Yisr? Quotes a Rosh who says, the Tshuva, it's part of Harchokas Nizakin. Wow. You can't blow smoke and other bad things we spoke about. So you can't do this either. I have a shtickle raya that it's right, because the Torah Shulchanok put it in the same simon. The Torah, of course, the son of the Rosh, had his father's Tshuvas. That's a Chiddush. Others say, no. It's part of Oniya Mahapesh Becharara, which was spoken about a few months ago. That seems to be found in the Ritva in the Sechta Kiddushin on Daf Nun Tes, where that sugya is found. Look what the Ritva says on the sugya of Oniya Mahapesh. Look at Baba Basra. Who's looking at Baba Basra? You find these halachas which relate to Anim Abed Becharora. Baba Mavua, Huki Rechaya, Ben Movi, Ma'achem Vachayodo. It's like Mabit Charora, Yochel Alol Lelech Levakish Panasosa B'Mavua Sacherim. Who you have said is the Shema Hapich Kan. The Shechein and the Kofeu. Kim and Shaloda B'Mavu Zayn B'Chlachtem is a Menes L'Yofa B'Mokam Achekim of Kan. Havik Hefke. Now all the rules we spoke about by Yoni Mahapich, the Mitzvah applies it to our Sugi as well. Here in Kiddush and Efnun Tes. All quoted on page Tof Nun Tes. This is it. Goes further than that. He thinks it's really even worse. It's worse. Why is it worse? Next page Tav Samach. It's more chamer. Why? Some say motziyim imenu b'dayonim, mashe kvar yaviach. Again, Chasam Sof in the same paragraph. The Maskel Psik and Simon Ayin Tes. More chamer than typical oni ha'avek b'chavar. This is a Kiddush. It's even more chamer. He goes further than this. Watch this. Medina de Gemara, you can open up a competing store.
Oh.
Right? That's the Gemara we just saw. We just saw. Some say if the Malchus doesn't mind, even if someone doesn't pay taxes, you can still compete. Because of Marashdam, the Bamavuah with Nekveda Hakpodas Amalchus. Hazal itkinu sheyadin the Bamavuah with Chitzorach and Minika Mekahumenka Fiazman. The Dina de Malchus and Mishakef is Seder and Mischa and Nor Becholes. The Fichach, Avshad Dina Shayorid Ofen, Mavuah Begemorim with Akonis Hazal, Shadina de Malchus and Kovea Cheres, Ze Asmo Takonis Hazal. Wow. And I read the words on top, page Tov Samach Aleph. The Medina Shebehen HaMarechas HaKakalis Pesucha V'chol Koveya Shekol Ezrach Medina Yochol Le'asik B'mischa Keretzono V'ein L'malchus Suchus L'akad Mishul M'Liftoch Esek O'lasik B'mischa Hagam She'ena Mishan Misim Odor B'ir HaKeres Nire Shadina Amar B'Shulchan Aruch La'akev Habo Liftoch Hanus Mischare Neshador B'ir HaKeres O'ena Mishan Misim. Hey, no, Heg Lemaisa. What could be more explicit? Huh? Black and white. Page Tov Samach Aleph in the Sefer. Oh. What about lowering the prices? Talks about that. Zocha Latov. Good for the people. But, Asu Limkor Mekach Memchirei Hefseid. Obeli Revach. Nikra Mazik Gomer Aruch HaShulchan in two places, Kuf Nun Vav and Reish Chav Ches, as you referred to earlier. Two places. I'm just save time. I'll just read it from here. Two places, he says that. Two places. Now, it's interesting. Interesting. The only time you can do it, if the other person can do it as well, and there's lower the prices for the customers, but you sell below cost just to drive them out of business. The other one can't compete. You're not allowed to do that at all. He has an interesting dispute over here. Interesting dispute. Page Tav Samach Gimel. In Moche Berevach. Supermarket sells cheaper than a mom and pop store. He has bigger volume. It's a machlokas haposkin. If you have in mind to undermine him, to put him out of business, he quotes the Erech Shai I read to you before, not allowed. And he writes over here, Umistabrim Devarov. He thinks, you make it so cheap that he can't do it, he can't match you. Near Madvram Shekabanoso, the motive has a Mishor of Yasser. Mistabrim Devarov, the Erech Shai, Rana Simon Kufnan Vav Sefei, Maslavin. This is what he seems to say. Now, of course, everything's a dispute. So, I wanted to see what others have to say. So I dug up, thanks to Rabbi Shapiro, Shalita, and the library, a few other books from people who I never heard of. Diane Cohen I know quite well. And this came out just 2 years ago. But he found me some other books. First, which is called Rabbi Aaron Levine, older books, 1980, where he has a number of important things to say about these matters. These days, he agrees, it shouldn't make a difference where you live. Along with what Diane Cohen printed 40 years later. 40 years later. He also quotes from Rav Moshe. According to Rav Moshe, you do take into account his general financial situation. Or even according to Chasam Sofer, what is the profit margin? We had a number of cases right over here on Amsterdam Avenue. So we sent in someone from the Sy Sims School of Business, an expert in these kind of matters, to take a look at the books. If another store will open, without his profit margin, zero, which case, according to Rav Moshe, we can stop it from happening. This, of course, leads to another issue. Are they selling the same product or a different product? Oh, the nitty-gritty, it can get very, very messy. I brought with me two articles from the newspapers. Pizza wars. This kind of pizza, that kind of pizza. It's forever. The details are forever. In any event, is a very serious question. There are those who say in America, no Asaka school. Doesn't exist. Now, I do say in America, where you live is irrelevant. But no Asaka school at all? That's not completely clear. Could be according to the Ramah, not. But according to the Chasam Sofer and Rav Moshe, yes. Because Pasuk of the Chiyusei, the Gamrei. So you have to go put in a financial person to figure it out. Not so simple. And what's it then if you're in doubt? You don't know. There can be many doubtful cases. So we had quoted from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in a doubtful case, we say you can't stop him from opening. Can't stop him opening. Why not? Because he's doing it in his own. I'm doing my thing. I'm a mukzuk and doing what I'm doing. It's the answer to the kasha of the Nesivis. Nesivis is a kasha in Sivkot and Beis over here. One case with Mekel, one case with Machmir. The Chasam Sofer answers. Depends who's the mukzuk. Opening a store. You're opening your own store. This is found in the same Shuvah as Chasam Sofer. That's the next paragraph. I was reading from the paragraph which began the word psik, and the next paragraph begins with the word ifsika. Same shorish. He quotes the Nesivis. If cigar, yeah, it's a mukzuk. He quotes the Nesivis, the Sfeika Dedina. In previous staff, I say Faker, Kula the Toveya, Nesivis of Ishbet, no, it's a Kula the Mukzuk. Haka Kobene, Karga Mukzuk, and Bishio Seir Kula, the Kvoa Hanus, Bechol Eze Mobisha Yutu, and No Yimchum Mishum Ribu Derek, etc. Therefore, Shem Sufik, they stand with their Chazaka. The case in the earlier daf was the other way around. Adkan. It's very important to see this. It leads it to a conclusion. I'm not saying there's no Asaka school in America, but it's very hard. It's a very high bar to cross. It's a very high bar to cross. It's not so simple because you have to have a bit of a vados. A vados. Interestingly, Ramah and Sifhei, when he says the kula we give to a Talmud Chacham, is very careful to limit it. The Gemara's kula is that he allows to go do business out there where other people can only do it b'aroi, he's allowed to do it b'kvius. That's true. That's where we have a distinction between Talmud Chacham and another individual. But that is limited to that kind of a situation. This is in Sipe, in the Ramah. V'ein chiluk b'chol zeh b'in tamad chacham li'acher. then chilek ala berochlin, not in asagas kavod. So it's arguable to say, what was the bride that you wanted to bring the Beis Yosef? That's all the rabbanon. In fact, I can give a break to a Talmud Chacham. So the Chassam Sofer said, even stir rice and give a break to Talmud Chacham. I'm saying, Hasagas, well, you're not allowed to give a break to a Talmud Chacham. Perhaps precisely because it's a Daraisa. I didn't see someone to make that comment. But it seems to me that's a legitimate point.
I'm just curious. Oh, sorry. I was curious, could you have a story? Because the point of the tax, I understand that it's all probably not Lemaisa because it's more in America, we need more competition anyways. I'm saying theoretically, could you say that the whole reason, the real underlying reason for the taxes was because the Jewish community was liable ultimately to pay those taxes to the whatever the authorities? So nowadays, maybe it's that you're paying, you know, maybe we should stop the outsiders is for like they're not paying for the mikvah, they're not paying for the schools, they're not paying for the infrastructure. And like theoretically, you could imagine a situation where, like, let's say there's like a very modest community, you know, there are a lot of businesses with low prices, and like some new guy comes in and he's like luxury this, luxury that, and he's not paying for the schools. You know, I mean, is it, as I'm saying, is the taxes, is the shot, what's the.
I hear what you're saying. I haven't seen it in the Svarim. Maybe. If you ask me, go back to the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer said that the power was given to the Chachamim to arrange proper Yishuv, as the Ramban put it in Chumash, as the Pasuk of Mishnah Gero, the way they think is appropriate. So if we lived in a time and place, it was a Bezdin recognized by the entire community, and they decided to make such a restriction, certainly should be followed. Absolutely. In the absence of that, it's not so simple. Okay, so I found another sefer. Came out in London. This is now 9 years old. Older than Rabbi Cohen sefer. I don't know who wrote it. He says, the whole idea of the Mordechai, I'll give you page numbers, Shin Pei Vav. That if he's a blind, what's a Mavi Sosum? My Rebbe has called it a blind alley. Right? You can only go in from one way. And therefore, everyone has to pass by. It doesn't apply nowadays at all. Why? Why? Because Manenu, the Metzias changed. All the exposure is Koach HaPirsum. Who cares if you pass by? You make big ads, you put newspaper ads, you put billboard ads. Who cares if it passes by? Darko lefarsim be'ofen boled u'borer hein ba'alon shchunati, the newspapers, the modah, and you put a big sign on the billboard of the building. So therefore, that's what counts. So Ruben kekulim apon emela, b'koach hashpos ha'persomes. Who cares that you have to pass for another one? Never heard in today's world should stop someone from a lower floor to go against an upper floor. Must be the reason I just gave. I think it's a very smart thing. I don't know if I wrote it, but it makes perfect sense. He goes further than that. Further than that. Talks about lowering the price. He has another interesting comment. He said like this. If you're going to ruin the whole shuk, it's a problem. But today, Kayom, the market is wide open. Everyone makes these half price deals, you know, come in, you know, sale for, I don't know, a yunt of sale, whatever things people do. Katzi chinam or bechinam. Why? Aim is my name, Shum Dava Shesh will get their shakavu of a kosher. So every place they can bring in the import stuff from the outside, I am a kakal shasochim, who have to also lower their prices. So what? As long as they don't lose the Karen, what do you mean the Karen? The price they paid, but v'chishuv sharot tzos achzokas chanuz v'schatircha shel poalim v'balei chanuz, that's included. That's not some kind of profit margin. V'schamemutza v'kul v'shuk. As long as there's some little profit margin left, you can lower the prices all you want. That's what he said. No product of Mamon Nefesh, that's a different story. Skipping 100 pages from Shin Sadi Bey's The Tuf Sadi, the big book. Look what he writes.
What's the name?
Sorry. What's his book called? Old Stros HaMishpat. Says don't even the name even of the author. Dalit Sadi Bagramaz Alevi. London Tuf Shanayan Hay. I have no idea who wrote it. He writes as follows. He says, these days there are all kinds of personas. It's the same thing again. But he goes further than that. He says like this. If a person, he's very sharp over here. Watch. Kol HaKadosh Gvul. The Makor Parnosa Kavua Shall Adam Shesha Chazaka, the Makam Hazel, the Gabi Suk Parnosa Musiam Sazet, Kitsedas Dogim, the Cheskas Chanus Kats of the Bussar, Srios Beladios Al Kave Yitzur Mujuchadin, Chazaka on the Sinas Heksha Mithalam Musiamim, Call the Chikas Ragle Harisha on the Tova Sasheni, Beofen Shadeze, Nikta Venitres Kaskosal Sharisha on the Gami, we get a Piskius of the Gami, Makomich Hazet. Tino Leos Rosha Gomur Vaver and Mikri. Bechinefa Shuchove. We've got a teammate as Ish Ashes Reyu. Shasros al Bailet Smisus and Kaporo Lavono and Mechila Lavsusa. Whoa! Bedino Shemaaki Vodava Dayanan. Umitsuvin Bezin Limnoa Bado Amazik. Ulahata Vodav Knossos Vacharomos. I like that. Like the Chasam Sofer, like Rav Moshe on steroids. He's really, he really said it. Boom. But I saw the Padar said, this is a Das Miut. Everyone else holds that there are more. Even Pasikus of the Garmi, it's still okay. The way it sounds like in the Ramah himself, in Shuvah, and even in the real Ramah, not the fake Ramon and Dr. Moshe, which is in the Prisha. So, I have another safe. One more safe. It's called Otsa Choshen Mishpat. Here I know who wrote it. This is 20 years old. That was almost 10 years old. Otsa Yerida Svarim Meir Sharim 6 Yerushalayim. Printed in Israel. Michal Peretz, I don't know who that is, but
Mexico City,
huh?
Mexico City.
The
Diane of Mexico City.
Right, so Mexico City. Right.
Publishes story. I'm left.
Yeah, many stories.
I call them a carnival. These last eggs all the time.
Whatever. I hope Ravadi meant it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you a few quotes from here. First of all, it's going in order. Page Tezayin. Writes as follows. La locha la hater afilu be open to mafsil the gamri. We don't follow the Mordechai. As the Beis Yosef Rambam both say beferish. He's following Rav Huna. We don't follow Rav Huna. And the Rambam says beferish. Af memavi shen mefula shen yochalim chos v'lo mata pasuk chayat. No distinction. Close, open, nothing. Aye, tshuva yud. Nah, Maram Padova against the Goy. You can't bring riots from that Shuva Simonu. This is on page Tes Zion. Right? And if it's a doubt, so he says a doubt, but there's after this, there is the Drisha Prisha, there is the Chasam Sofer, there is Rav Moshe. Sofek Pluk the Baskinim, Yev Shalim Ros. As we saw, he's a muksok. Oh, but now, wait a minute. It's also a rimigash. You can't just machavek the rimigash. Kosen verbatim on page Yud Zayin. Why are dogim different? Yeah. What's happening is mafsik chiyus of the gamri. Otherwise, not. Or he holds like the Mordechai. The Gemara is the problem. No. Sviktsos over here says in Reish Ayin Gimel Sukkot and Dalid. No, you actually code it. The Golem Achmos, Kinyan Agbor. First is the Kedush Nevchav Avim and Beis. Peel of Agbor. Then it's nothing to do with us at all. You understand very well that that's different. Therefore, he's a big justice. He was so strict. You're a Russia, maneuver. He's in his head to go. So much how the post Gador have Minakotza Elakots. Minakotza Elakots. Skipping to page Mem, he's explicit in his Tamiya. Tamua Divichasam Sofer Agam of Moshe Fashni Zada. He doesn't understand. So those who rely on the Ramah, Melech, but not Achena Sardin, but it's not really Ramah. But Chuvis really holds that way, not just because it's a goy. That's what he says. He has a cash against the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. Also, Gomer, Menat Torah, against the Gomer. Brackets, the last line of page, man. He also gav leir l'umas ha-nachri. Sherei gezel nachri is also. Is that really true? Most poskim say it's mutter. The answer is, not for today. Gezel nachri is also if you take, take it away from him. We already spoke about in the previous chabur that oshek is not a problem by a guy who caught the Rav Rishon. So I thought this raya is not a raya at all. Beyond that, you look in the Piskei Choshen, here in Ha'ora Aleph, talks here about a goy. He says, you know why there's no problem by a goy? Go b'dinayim.
Hello?
I lost you. B'dinayim. The goyim think it's okay. If the goyim think it's okay, when I'm b'chuyav to follow our din, that's a more about b'kama. We go with them. B'dinayim. So therefore, says over here, some want to say it's an Issa Bishal Akum, Eishas Reyeu, Akum is Lav Reyeu. Maybe it's also with Grover Ben Ezekin. Then maybe it's, Gedineim. So there, Namus Haram is no problem for us either. This is in first page here, page Reish Tamachav, Dimas Reisi. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. So he says it's a Daraisa from, how do you know? A Ben Noach is Chaya, Minatoru. Right. That's, we mentioned that Raya before. He quotes it here on page Mem Aleph. I don't know. Is that a good Raya? Kach Tignu Chazal. That's what Mesharsu will say. Doesn't matter. Then he says, page Nun Zayin, similar to what we saw earlier from Diane Cohen. Bismanenu. Every storekeeper has to pay taxes. And the government gives you permission to open. Ein shum mokum less of psichos chanoyos. We didn't have soccer school. Boom. Because he holds, even Paschus of the Gami, is not a problem. That's what he says. He quotes Rashi, Chof Aleph Amud Beis. On page Lumches and Tess, Chafala from a base against the Rimigash. Why? The Rimigash said, we view the fish as if it's yours already. Excuse me. The Rimigash said, because it's a Vare Pasal the Chayuse. Why is it? It's yours already. These are the words of Rashi. Command the Mata Liode, Nimsech Avero Maziko. Behold, the sauce, it's chavera gozo. Mazik, I mean, it's not, it's treated as if it's yours. Not really, really yours. Treated as if it's yours. If something is hefker, like a fish, you can say it's already shalom, quote unquote. So also it's mama shalom. But they can't say by customers. And final point is remarkable. He quotes a Gemara Masechta Gittin on the New Testament base. What's the Gemara say over there? There it says that only a menachem for Rosh Hazayis, mashatachtav gezel midakei shalom. Tosa Kiddushin daf Nates and Beis we saw a while ago. Dog Shemes, Piyush Mesudaso, period. Umizeh sequel the Indian Hatakat Toch Note. Am I correct? It's a program, software program. Lesser Shem Shemiyatzer Atochna Oval V'Torach Alzeh. Like Ani and Menachem Rosh Hazayis, Nechem Shetorach Aladog. That's why he wants to say you have no right to copy software, things of this nature. He says no, it's not true. There he was Torach on these olives, on these fish. Here, he wasn't Torech on what I'm taking. It's only a copy of what he did. He didn't work at all on my thing. I a chok? Nah. Chok shalol hatik lo ispashet tiva ba'olam. Veruba the minker matikim. And it's a hatoka, shel hatoka. So you can say it's all hefker. Unless the olam is more make. I always said he was right, but I'm happy to see that someone holds like me. It's against what many other posts have to say. And finally, I'll just give you a ma'amokam in Pisrei Chosh. You want to look it up, Barichus Gedola. It's in Sif Yud Aleph in Perek Tes, and Aloha Chof Zion, which is very, very, very long. But I want to end.
About the last point about the Din of Chusa, what if it has been Mikashi in the last 20 years?
He says it's one of those Din that no one keeps. So that's why probably, it's not known as Spashate, no one keeps it. That's what I understand he means. It's not on topic for today. I just wanted to quote it to you. Couldn't resist it. But that's an Oz Beis, Ha'ara Beis, at the end of a very, very long Ha'ara, he writes as follows. I want to quote the Chazon Ish, Emuna B'Tochen. That's the famous Chazon Ish. If you got the who's the Rodek, who's the Nirdek. That's how I started my presentation about Valder. Because from Bnei Brak, I quote the Chazon Ish from Bnei Brak. They made him, they said the people who went to the government, they're the Rodef. So you got it exactly backwards. But as a corollary of that, in Sif Tetzvav there in Paragimel, Bnei Masa, Haskel Lechayusa, Eino Altsad Metzius. What's going on? No. El Altsad Chiyuv HaEshtadlus. Shekom is on also shall adam ksuvin lam Rosh Hashanah. Vayechselo im yiyeh kan uma shal masa achwiti. Vayoselo im lo yiyeh. Rak. Im mozi miyake b'alpidin nichnaze b'chol v'shtadlus misido. B'chol ha'chokas nisesim b'sad reyel. He was supposed to be ha'chokas nisesim. B'lo mozi miyake ein v'mishim chol v'shtadlus. Ein ha'chaver mishim mazik. Avla matrif lechem chuko shel kol yitzur betach hiten lo dey machso. Adka. This we conclude. Thank you for listening. What's our schedule for next week?